Yesterday, President Donald Trump signed an executive order aimed at rolling back many of the Obama administration's efforts to curb climate change. The order comes as surveys show Americans remain divided over global warming's causes and consequences. But those divides often show up in unexpected ways. Rachel Waldholtz of Alaska's Energy Desk reports on our complicated, contradictory climate change opinions.
Anchorage resident Laura Odin is so not pleased with the president's order. She even looked up the White House telephone number to vent her frustration. Does she believe global warming is happening?
Yeah, absolutely.
And that it's caused mostly by human activity?
I mean, yes, the answer is yes. And we should stop doing this. We should stop...
Stop arguing over climate change. That's unlikely to happen anytime soon. But Anthony Leisowitz says the conversation is a lot more interesting than it's sometimes portrayed. Are Americans split on climate change? Sure.
But it's also too simplistic to simply say, well, there are climate believers and climate deniers. That's not accurate either.
Leisowitz runs the Yale Program on Climate Change Communication, and he says you can group the American public into roughly six categories. Call it your climate change personality type. For instance, Laura Odin, she's probably one of what Leisowitz calls the alarmed.
They're firmly convinced it's happening, it's human-caused, it's urgent, they strongly support policy action, they really want to know, what can I do to get involved?
And that's about 18% of Americans. On the other end of the spectrum, the dismissive.
That's 9% of the country who are firmly convinced it's not happening, it's not human-caused, it's not a serious problem, and many of whom flat-out tell us that they think it's a giant conspiracy.
And in between, there's a whole range of opinions. The concerned, the cautious, the disengaged, and the doubtful. So I headed out to find some real-life examples. And where do you go to talk to Alaskans of all stripes? The Costco parking lot in East Anchorage, of course. Take Guy Hobson. He's 69 and retired. He lives in Eagle River. And Hobson might be what Leisowitz calls cautious. They're about a quarter of the country.
Do I believe in climate change? There's definitely some temperature changes, yeah. But I don't know that there's anything we could do about it or should do about it.
He believes global warming is happening and says it's already affecting people in Alaska. But he says he has no idea whether global warming is caused by human activity. That's a pretty common take. The Yale researchers found that while 70% of Americans believe global warming is happening, only about half believe it's caused by human activity. And before any of our alarmed listeners start shouting at the radio, climate scientists overwhelmingly agree that global warming is happening, is serious, and is driven by human activity. That's not enough to sway Bill. He didn't want to give his last name. He's 20 and a student at UAA. He says he knows what scientists say, but he disagrees.
I believe the Earth was created, and weather happens how it's supposed to happen.
That might put him in the category the Yale researchers call doubtful, people who don't really think global warming is happening, but if it is, don't think humans can do anything about it. Christopher Hossein was shopping with his parents. He's 15, and he believes climate change is real, but is it going to affect him?
Probably, but not like 10 years, probably like when I'm like their age, probably I could probably see some stuff happening.
In other words, not for a while. Christopher has plenty of company in that opinion. Nationwide, most people say global warming will harm future generations, but only 40% say it will harm them personally. Interestingly, Alaskans are no more likely to say climate change will harm them, despite the fact that warming is happening here faster than anywhere else in the country. Christopher's dad, cab driver Mohammed Hossein, is less relaxed about it.
It was the last 2 years, what was the... That was not real even Alaska. There was no cold, no snow. So you can see it. It's not, you don't have to be scientist.
But whatever their opinion, if there was one thing this highly unscientific Costco poll showed, it's that Alaskans seem pretty eager to talk about climate change. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Rachel Waldholtz in Anchorage.